Welcome to Being the Church, a podcast from North Star Church in Blacksburg, Virginia. The goal of this podcast is to help our church family grow as disciples of Jesus who model love, humility, obedience to God, and use their influence to share the gospel and make disciples themselves. Over the past couple of months at North Star, we've been talking a lot about the spiritual disciplines. So today, Sean and I thought it would be good for us to sit down and talk a little bit more about the disciplines themselves, how they work in the life of a Christian, and how they grow us towards godliness, and what to do when you don't feel like reading your Bible. I think this conversation will be encouraging to you, maybe a little bit informative to you, and we would encourage you to think about how you can incorporate some of these spiritual disciplines into your own life if you have not already. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Being the Church podcast. Matt here with Sean. Hey Sean, how you doing?
Hey Matt. Hey everybody.
Jeff is out today, but we're going to take a few minutes and chat about spiritual disciplines. We have been going through the Living the Good Life series at North Star, and the spiritual disciplines are kind of the undercurrent of a lot of the topics that we've been talking about. And so I think it's important for us maybe to sit with the idea of the spiritual disciplines a little bit, talk about what they are, what their impact is on our lives, and maybe even some good practices that could come out of the disciplines being worked out in each of our lives. Kind of a definition, though, for spiritual disciplines, I would read from Dallas Willard. He just says that these disciplines are activities within our power that enable us to accomplish what we cannot do by direct effort because we meet the actions of God and His grace within us. I think it's a good definition because these are things that we can do. Their disciplines are things that we can do. And we'll go through a longer list of them here in a minute. But the things that we can do, but just by themselves are not going to affect change apart from the grace of God working within us. So this is not legalism where we're just doing a bunch of stuff to try to earn God's favor or make Him just like us more or anything like that and maybe earn some spiritual brownie points or anything. These are genuinely things that that we can do that meet within God's grace, meet with God's grace within us to help us to change and to grow and become more like Jesus. Sean, would you add anything to kind of that definition or idea of disciplines or maybe contextualize it a little bit?
Yeah, I think that is a really critical distinction for us because when we're thinking about spiritual disciplines, depending on your background, depending on where you're coming from, it can be really easy to think that what we're telling you is there's a list of things you're supposed to do to be a good Christian and that earns you favor with God.
Yeah.
But the key there is that what we're doing in our spiritual disciplines is we're living out what God has already put in us. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to earn favor with God. Jesus has already done that. And so because He's saved us, because He's changed us, because He's transformed us, now we're living out what Christ has already done for us and in us. Mm-hmm. And so that's where when Willard talks about partnering with the grace of God that's already within us, this is working out what Jesus has already done in us.
Yeah. And these list of spiritual disciplines, they vary. Like a lot of people have a lot of different lists. I would say that in general, a good idea or a good general list would be study of God's word. Bible reading is usually at the top of most lists. Prayer is also at the top of most lists. Worship, confession, fellowship, silence and solitude, giving, serving. These are all, in general, we can say good spiritual disciplines, but some of the big ones are Bible reading, prayer, silence, solitude, worship, even confession, like I mentioned. And again, these are things that we do with some sort of regularity in a discipline in order for us to continue to grow into the likeness of Christ as the Holy Spirit works in us using these disciplines and our regular commitment to them in order to continue to help us to grow. So, Sean, what do you see as the difference though, between like discipline and legalism? Because legalism kind of says, hey, you got to read your Bible. I don't know if you guys have ever had this feeling, but sometimes like if I am rushing out the door and I forget to read my Bible, which never happens, just to be clear, but yeah,
of course.
But if it does ever happen, I'm like, man, is God like kind of ticked off at me today because I didn't read my Bible this morning? Like, am I going to get to work all right? Like, am I going to get a car wreck? Because God's like, hey, he didn't read his Bible, so sorry, you know, not going to happen. But we don't think about or shouldn't think about the disciplines that way. So how do we think about these disciplines without kind of veering into legalism?
Man, you know, that could be a real crucial distinction for us. And as we think through it, it really does go back to what I was saying earlier. The difference comes down to the motivation of why I'm doing the discipline. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing the discipline to earn brownie points, to try to earn standing, to try to earn favor, to try to keep God happy with me, any of those kind of things, that motivation is more of a legalistic one, especially if I'm tying it to if I do this, I'll be saved. If I don't, I'm not saved. Mm-hmm. That's where it really becomes legalism. It's not discipline, though, for me to do it when I don't feel like, or it's not legalism, excuse me, to do it just because I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
In fact, often that's where the discipline part of this comes in. It should be coming out of the overflow of my understanding that Jesus has loved me and saved me. And so now I want to spend time with him. I want to honor him. I want to help tune out some of the noise in my life and really be able to focus on what he's doing. And that's what I'm doing through these disciplines. Mm-hmm. Some days I still don't feel like doing that, but I want to do that. Even when I don't feel like it, because that's the part of the discipline thing, right? Yeah. That is me saying, you know what, I know this is the right thing for me to do, even though I may not be feeling it, not so that I can earn favor with God, but again, because Jesus has already given me that. Mm-hmm. So it's not to earn it, it's because I already have it, and I just want to keep growing in that.
Yeah, there's a distinction. I think we sometimes mix up the idea of effort with earning, you know?
Yeah,
effort does not equal earning. Always, you know, but anytime anything feels like effort, it's like, oh, well, I'm trying to earn my salvation. No, you've already been saved and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Like, you're in Christ if you are a follower of him, if you've repented and believed. But that doesn't mean we dispense with effort. You're just not employing that effort to try to earn something from God. He's already given you that gift freely, as the gospel tells us. So we are not trying to earn anything by doing these disciplines. But that doesn't mean that effort is just off the table.
Right. It also doesn't mean that doing good things is off the table. You know, the whole point of the Living the Good Life series is, and actually even as we get ready for the book of James in the fall, is the fact that we do live these things out. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2:8-10 is such a fantastic passage to give us kind of the proper order for this. 2:8-9 talks about, for by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, not by works, lest any man should boast. Mm-hmm. So salvation is a gift that God gives us. But then right in verse 10, he talks about the fact that we're created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. Mm-hmm. So salvation is 100% a gift of God, something that he gives to us, something we receive by faith. And yet then with the expectation that we're going to live that out, that we're going to do the good works that God created us to do. And spiritual disciplines are a key part of that.
Yeah. I want to go back to something you said a little bit earlier that I think is important. You just mentioned that, you know, it's not legalism to do something that you don't feel like doing in the moment, you know, but sometimes it's, we especially nowadays live in such a feelings driven kind of culture where it's like, if I don't feel something, it's disingenuous for me to do it, you know,
right.
Like I should wait until I feel like reading my Bible or praying, and kind of chasing that idea, man, you just never get there, right? Like you just never really get there. So I think it would be helpful maybe to just think about, like, what do you do though when you don't feel like reading your Bible, when you don't feel like praying? Mm-hmm. It's not legalism to, again, employ some effort and to do something you don't really feel like doing, but how does that really work, like, practically? Sean, I know that you have never not wanted to read your Bible.
Oh, right, of course.
So you may not be able to speak to this, but putting yourself in the shoes of someone who might be that way, what would you say to them?
No, I absolutely struggle because I, anybody knows me, I'm high energy, I am scattered, I may be ADD, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been diagnosed, possibly, but slowing down, solitude, reading, prayer, all those things do take discipline. Philip did a great job discussing this in his message from a few weeks ago. So if you didn't hear the message on living obediently, go back and pick that up, because Phil did a great job with that. I think one of the things about it is sometimes you just have to do it. There's a lot of things in life that the desire to do it follows you actually starting the activity. You may not feel like it. You know, working out is a great example. I didn't want to do my workout this morning. I wanted to sleep in and just sit, lay around when I got up. But once I got started, I was really glad that I did it, right? Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. A lot of times when I'm trying to do a spiritual discipline, I'm going to sit down and read, I'm going to sit down and pray, or I'm going to take a retreat to kind of spend some time alone with the Lord. I don't want to. I can come up with 1,000 reasons why I should be doing something else. There's 1,000,000 things on my to-do list I should be doing. But once I get started, I start realizing, man, I'm so grateful that I took this time. I'm so grateful that I put that energy in, and it's always worth the effort. There's days where you don't really necessarily walk out of your quiet time or whatever with a super spiritual yummy, as Jeff calls them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, man, it's always worth it. And so on the practical level, sometimes you just have to do it. Just start and see what happens from there.
Yeah. And there are disciplines. Disciplines are called disciplines for a reason. And being disciplined, and the scripture tells us to discipline ourselves towards godliness, there's an inherent understanding that with disciplines, it's just a thing that you do. You know, it is not really based on, hey, I feel like doing it today. It is something that we just know, like, this is something that's good for us and healthy for us, and that is ultimately going to be used by God in our lives. And I think that it's important for us to understand that idea of discipline and not just kind of focus it around, well, I didn't really feel like doing it this morning because A, B, and C, or I've got a lot of other stuff going on. Okay, but like ultimately you miss out on like the cumulative work of the Spirit in your life as He works through these disciplines in order for you to continue to grow. It's and so there are going to be days, like for everybody, every Christian that I've ever talked to, there's days they wake up and they're not just like, hey, I just want to, you know, read my Bible for an hour and a half. Like, that's not, and everybody wakes up feeling that way every single morning. But it does grow in you this understanding of, like, this is transforming me and this is changing me. And it allows you to approach the Word of God expectantly, even. And also to consider the reality that you're having an encounter with Almighty God, like when you do sit down and read your Bible, when you do sit down and pray. And it frames it with, I think, a much more significant light, you know, really.
One thing that I might want to make sure we clarify is, if we are always dreading reading our Bible, always dreading prayer, always dreading a discipline, then there's something off in our understanding of what this is and who God is.
Yeah.
You know, there should be in me a desire to be able to want to hang out with Jesus. Mm-hmm. That should grow in me because He's done so much for me. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when I'm struggling with that, I realize I have to start maybe back a step and say that, you know, I'm starting from the position of, I desire to be with Jesus. You know, maybe I don't feel like doing my quiet time this morning, but I know that I want to. Mm-hmm. And so even on the drier days, the harder days where it really does feel more of a discipline, it feels kind of like eating a Triscuit, those kind of days, those things shouldn't be the norm, shouldn't be the constant. I should be, even on those days, though, it should be looking forward to, man, I wish that my heart were where I just wanted to be with Jesus today. I wish that I wanted to obey Him more. And asking God to do that. Andrew Murray talked about with prayer, he said that we need to pray for God to give us the grace to pray. It's not just about effort, but even asking God, I want this affection for You. I want this to be the overflow of joy and run to Your Word and run to prayer. So just take some stock of what's going on and kind of evaluate there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Yeah, if you never feel like reading your Bible, you never feel like you're praying, there's probably a larger conversation to be had there. Yeah. But it will make the days where you don't feel like doing that more of an aberrant kind of experience for you that you're able to process in a healthier way. Maybe the last thing we could talk about is just, I think there's inherent tension in a lot of Christians' lives where, if they're self-aware enough anyway, where they just feel like they're not where they should be in their walk with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, we're always just a little bit further behind that we think we should be. It's like, and that's going to be something that plagues us on some level until we are glorified and with Jesus for eternity. But the disciplines in some way do work within us this like outward expression of holiness. And in many ways, it's how it helps us change. It helps us grow.
Yeah.
These are the things, and I forget who said it, but disciplines in some ways are ways that we stub our toe on the grace of God each day, you know? Yeah. And I think that it's reminders over and over again of what we're dependent on, who we serve, who we love, who we care about, and what we should then do as a result. Even outside of prayer and Bible study, like giving, you know, this discipline of giving, like when you do give, man, it hurts a little bit sometimes. It does. It just does. And like, that is an opportunity for you to remind yourself of, hey, the Lord himself is my provider. Mm-hmm. And like the God of the universe who spoke everything into existence is the one who cares about me and knows my name and knows my needs.
Yeah.
And why should I be afraid or concerned? Mm-hmm. You know, I can be generous because I serve a generous God and right. he has been generous to us and he is not poor. You
yeah.
know, all of those things are allow us to, as we go through these disciplines, they do transform us as used by the Spirit into who we really want to be in Christ. Like you were saying, like our idea of, man, I want to be there. I want to know the Lord, love the Lord, and be more like Jesus. And in many ways, the Spirit uses these things in order to help us kind of go down that road and continue to go down that road. Yeah, any thoughts about that kind of aspect of it, just the behavioral change that comes about as a result?
Yeah. You know, they do form in us things, but often it's a slow thing for us to see. You know, yeah. we talked about living patiently a few weeks ago, and the process of spiritual formation does not happen quickly.
No.
And a lot of times it's growth downward, right? Mm-hmm. It's understanding more and more who God is and who I am and how big the gap is between those two.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the growth in spiritual disciplines is actually becoming more aware of my sinfulness, becoming more aware of yeah. my desires that are misaligned, all those kind of things. And so recognizing conviction as a grace, recognizing oh, yeah. that the fact that I'm more aware of my sin than I was 6 months ago doesn't mean I'm backsliding per se. It may mean that I'm actually growing closer to Christ. It's yeah. like walking closer to a light at night. You know, the closer exactly. you get, the more gunk you see on your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. There's a growing closer to Jesus makes us more aware of our need for him. And even confession in that way becomes a relational experience
yeah.
where we are able to experience afresh like the reality of God's grace. You know, not that we get resaved every time we confess, but we are able to experience like, oh man, this is what it feels like to be forgiven. And this yeah. is what this is the reminder of the forgiveness that I have in Christ. So all these spiritual disciplines are intended to grow us and help us to become more like Jesus and to cooperate in a way for us to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and his work in our lives. And so I would encourage you guys as you're thinking through just your own life, like what is, you have disciplines already. They may not be spiritual, but you have them. There are things that you do every day, whether it's doom scrolling or Netflix or other sorts of things, and they are forming something in you, mm-hmm. you know. And so as you think about what you are already disciplined in, consider what it would look like for you to incorporate some of the spiritual disciplines. Even if it's a little bit tough for you at first to kind of get into the rhythm and flow of these things, man, there is great joy and growth and sanctification as the Lord uses those things in our lives to help us grow into a closer image of his son. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Sean, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hope this is an encouragement to you. We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve him.
It is my job, and if only I was good at it.